Around traditions. Here's one for you. You guys probably celebrate Resurrection Sunday, Easter.
Well, I mean, not really celebrate.
Not really.
You don't have a special service or anything on Sunday. Easter Sunday, or
no?
Well, you just said you keep.
It's kinda not really.
Okay, Jesus. Everybody thinks Jesus resurrected on Sunday. He didn't.
When did he?
Saturday. Saturday.
Huh.
You know, I could prove that.
Oh.
Jesus said he'll be in the grave. How long? Do you know? How long was Jonah in the belly of the whale?
I don't know.
3 days, three nights. 3 days, three nights. Jesus said...
That's what I thought.
Jesus said, I'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. So the Roman Catholics instituted this thing called Good Friday. Do you guys do anything for Good Friday? Okay. So here you go. You guys good at math?
I ain't good at math.
Me neither. I hated math, but this is easy. Ready? So Good Friday is when they say Jesus died.
Yeah.
He went in the grave Friday afternoon sometime.
Yeah.
So can either of you guys help me get, I'm talking about Sunday, Jesus didn't resurrect on Sunday. It's another false man-made tradition. Jesus said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Is Jesus a liar?
No.
No. Can you tell me, Good Friday, Friday night,
no.
Can you tell me how you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
Why does it have to be Sunday morning?
Do Sunday afternoon. Figure it out. Friday night, Saturday night, he rose again Sunday. How many nights is that?
Two.
How many days did he say? How many nights did he say he'd be in the grave?
Three.
How about this? Friday to Saturday is how many days?
One.
Saturday to Sunday is how many days?
One.
How many days did he say he'd be in the grave?
Three.
Friday night to Sunday morning falls short. The answer is Jesus was crucified on Wednesday. All right, he went in the grave on Wednesday. He rose again, okay, Saturday. And you know why he rose on Saturday?
Why?
He's our Sabbath rest. When was the Sabbath? The Jewish Sabbath was always Saturday. So I'm just sharing this with you so you can see that you're following a lot of man-made traditions. And if you go deeper, I was telling Ronnie, go deeper in the Word of God. If you expect to follow Christ, you must place your faith in His shed blood and His resurrection. He can cover your sin and He defeated death for you. But you can't get it by belief and just going to church. You have to repent. Change your mind. I used to be a worldly drunk and a partier. We weren't born this way. We weren't even born in the church system. We were born in the world. My wife was a Lutheran for many years, but we were worldly carnal people. We had to repent to come out of that. When you place your faith in Christ and you repent, you change your mind. When your mind changes, your ways change. Okay? And God sees a willing vessel. He gives you a new heart and a new mind. I was telling Ronnie, you have to be born again. You don't get to heaven by just going to church and keeping some rules. God needs to do a spiritual new work in you. If that hasn't happened to you, Jesus says you're not on the path to heaven. So faith, repentance, you must be born again. When you're born again, the fruit you're born again, not that you go to church, not that you hang around with church people, you begin to read the scriptures, Genesis to Revelation, and test yourself and your life and keep the Word of God, and you begin to throw away all of the false traditions like Christmas, Easter. You might find out your religion named after a man, Martin Luther, is not what God ordained. Did you guys know Martin Luther hated the Jewish people and wanted to kill them? Did you know that? It's true.
No, I didn't.
Look up history. It's true. He said you baptize a Jew by tying a rock around their neck and throwing them in a river. He was a murderous, hateful man.
Huh.
Not somebody to be named after. So I'm just giving you some of these things. So that's what the Bible says. The gospel is place your faith in Christ, follow Him, repent, come out of the world. When you come out of the world and you follow Christ, you no longer live your own life and live for the pursuits of the world and entertainment. What do you think you live for? I just asked Ronnie, what did Paul and Peter and John, what did they live every minute of their life for?
Oh, you're going to have to tell me.
The things of God, right? They were born again. They were seeking the kingdom of God with all that they are. They didn't just attend church on Sunday for 2 hours, right? And then live their life. They were consumed by the truth of God. And they were born again by the Spirit of God, transformed, they desired all the Word of God, and they came out of this world culture. You guys are all young men. This culture, you know who designed this culture you're all wrapped up in?
Who?
Satan. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians...
Which Bible?
King James.
What, you don't want to
Satan is the god of this world.
I'll leave
And he's designed this culture to sweep all of you away and distract you and deceive you.
No, like, in your ego.
And unless you're putting your faith and following the word of God in all your ways and testing yourself, not just going to Sunday church, you're not going to enter the kingdom of God.
Well, I don't know if I can go into believing this way. I was raised believing the other way. My dad's actually a preacher.
But I tell you what, you're going to be tested by the word of God. I have gospel cards if anybody wants them. You're going to be tested by the word of God. You're not going to be tested by the Lutheran faith or your church teachings. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. And I can promise you, your man-made religion, I just told Ronnie, I'm going to have a testing up. I'm going to test your religious body in love. And you can go there, don'tperish.com, and you'll see a testing. You're keeping a lot of false ways.
You know what this is?
You're keeping a lot of false man-made ways. Do any of you care to follow after Christ with all that you are, or do you just want to attend church?
I also don't.
Okay, you can't just attend church and follow Christ.
I can do that.
Right?
What else you do?
If you're going to follow Christ, is anybody here married? Probably not. You're all too young.
We're all married.
No, seriously, he's not married.
Yes,
he is almost.
Yes,
huh?
Married. He's almost married.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. All right, I'll just take you. When you're married, does everything change? It better. I'm married to my wife. I don't run with anyone else. She doesn't run with anyone else. So we're committed to each other. So
we agreed that you could do that.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. No. Run with other people, that's fornication and sin. That's foolishness.
Ask his wife in the red hair.
That's foolishness. So the point is, when you repent and you're born again of Christ, not just Sunday religion, everything changes. You're transformed. I used to be a drunk and
And tomorrow.
And the next day after that.
But just going to a building, you have to be born again and be transformed.
Yeah, we were baptized.
No, baptism is not being born again. Born again is a spiritual transformation when your heart and your mind is changed and now you live for the kingdom of God.
Confirmation.
Well, no. Yep. It's a spiritual work. It's not a man-made work.
Yeah, that ain't man-made.
Okay. It's a spiritual work. And when you're born again, here's the fruit you're born again. Your life begins to be transformed and you follow after Christ. And guess what? Your words change. Your desires change. Guess what? Your dress changes. Did you know the Bible tells us that we're supposed to cover our forms?
Yeah.
Did you know it also says we're supposed to cover your heads, ladies?
We do, in church.
But God is everywhere, not just in a religious building.
Well, yeah.
So if you study the scriptures, you'll see you're supposed to carry yourself as a godly, holy person always.
How much of your head do you
always.
Have to cover?
What's that?
How much of your head do you have to cover?
Well, the Bible doesn't give us a measurement, but it's a head covering and it's a hair covering. It's a glory. Her hair is her glory, so her hair is to be covered. I have lots of articles on that.
So if it's a hair covering, does it have to be all your hair covered?
The Bible doesn't teach us exactly. We're not going to get into exactly the material and the color, but it's a symbol. Paul says it's a symbol for the angels. It's a symbol of submission. That's just one part of it. How about this? Let me go to this one. How about this? In Genesis 3, who all agrees that marriage between one man and one woman is godly? Or the Bible teaches that, right? The Bible teaches that right in Genesis. So you believe that, and that's in Genesis. Let me tell you what else is in Genesis.
King James.
Yeah, King James. Genesis 3:21. Genesis 3:21. Go look it up. Adam and Eve sinned. I'm going to test you guys. Adam and Eve sinned. What did Adam and Eve do after they sinned?
They were naked.
Well, they ate fruit before they sinned. What? Does anybody know?
Yes, they were naked and they realized.
Okay, come on, you guys. Come on, the women are going to show you up. You guys know.
I think it'd be good if you discussed this with my dad.
They covered themselves with leaves, right? Okay? They covered themselves with leaves and keep going. What did God do?
He hit them.
Nope, not true. So God shows up to them and said, what have you done? They covered themselves with leaves. Now look at the Hebrew word. It means an apron. You guys all know what an apron is. If you had no clothes on but just an apron, you'd be almost naked.
You use them for cooking.
Yep. God goes and kills an animal, says it right in Genesis 3, sheds blood, and that's an archetype of Jesus to come and shed his blood for us. And what does he put mankind in?
Clothes.
A tunic.
Sheets.
Look up the Hebrew word. It's a tunic. I believe this is a representation of a tunic.
Hey,
and women, Hold on. And no, women,
right,
women wear longer dresses. This is an archetype of Jesus.
Kind of curious, why did Martin Luther hate Jews?
I don't know why Martin Luther hated Jews. He said, baptize them by throwing them in the river with a rock around their neck. Adolf Hitler used Martin Luther's writings to stir up hatred for the Jews. Martin Luther was a wicked, false man. And your church is named after him.
Well, did he hate Jews? Probably maybe because they kind of killed Jesus, but...
Your sin and my sin is what killed Jesus. The Roman soldiers actually carried out the murder.
So
who did Jesus say we're supposed to hate?
Hey, 1 second.
No,
there you go. So Martin Luther hated. He was a wicked man. You shouldn't be named after him.
He didn't say he hated.
You shouldn't be named after him.
That's Carson.
Shouldn't be named after a man. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas.
Hey, what's your
name? Aren't we supposed to be of Christ? Aren't we supposed to be of Christ?
Yeah, I have a question. Why are you wearing a dress? He said women are supposed to wear dresses.
This is a tunic. We're to cover our forearms. My wife wears a dress. It's different. It's longer. God gave priests, men, pants.
Are you a priest?
Look up. No, we are. I am in the New Testament. Yes, all men are priests. All believers are priests.
I don't buy it. He ain't a priest. I don't buy it.
All believers are priests. But here's the point. You guys look just like the world. Who is Jesus coming to judge?
Are those part of your dress?
He's coming to judge me.
Everybody. He's coming to judge the world.
You wear those
to church? You need to. We don't go to church. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ.
She's our church.
You need to go.
You don't go. You don't go. You be. It's like when you're married. You don't go anywhere once you're married.
Yeah,
you're married
all
the time.
You still go to
Walmart.
You
go shopping.
You still go to church once you're married.
Exactly. Everywhere you go, you're married. You don't go to a building. That's a ritual religious system. I was just covering Christmas and Easter. These are pagan holidays started by Roman Catholics.
Yeah. How do you make money?
So if you work,
who pays you?
I'm sorry. Don't I work?
No. Is it a sin if you work?
Is it a sin if you work?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a sin if you work. Men should work and support their families. Absolutely.
So me working
nothing
is
sinful
a sin.
About a woman working either, as long as she's not doesn't leaving children behind
you
and
work?
All that type of stuff. You ask me what I do. I work my whole life. I'm retired. We don't take anybody's money. I fund myself. I actually still work part time on the road, doing things online.
What do you do when you work?
When I was a worldly man before I became to Christ, I did many things. I was a salesman. I worked in business. I owned a business.
So,
but I gave that all up to follow after and preach Christ. But let's go back.
Who
Christmas and Easter
to?
Are pagan holidays. Why are you guys following that?
Because we believe in church.
Christmas and Easter.
We're not called to keep the traditions of men. And if you're born of God,
it's
you
not.
Keep the biblical traditions. You guys are keeping man-made religion. You guys are keeping man-made religion, and I love you enough to tell you the truth. You need to repent of that.
What about
read your Bible
what about
and come
being
out?
Clean shaven?
What's that?
Say something about supposed to be clean shaven?
No, actually, the Bible. Jesus had a beard. Paul had a beard. All the prophets had a beard. The
How
disciples
you know?
All had a beard.
You How do you know they had a beard?
The scriptures tell us that. Study it.
They don't.
Study that.
They
it says they plucked the beard hairs out of Jesus.
And
the Jewish culture, the men wore beards. It was shameful for men not to have beards in Jewish culture.
We couldn't shave.
What if you can't grow a beard?
That's another problem. Talk to God about that.
Why do I talk to God?
Talk to God about that. I'm not telling you you have to grow a beard. I'm telling you it's what God gives most men, obviously.
But you guys are both saying a lot of issues.
Who here is born again? Does anybody know how to explain what is born again?
I do.
I really need to speak to the men.
How do you get born again?
I need to speak to the men. The men need to speak up.
How do you get born again?
Did you use the smart
kid? Do any of you guys know what born again means? Jesus said you can't enter the kingdom without being born again.
I have a question.
Like,
is your name
literally born again?
Come out of the womb?
Please tell me. What do they teach you about being born again?
I have a question.
Why don't you come and see tomorrow? Come to church tomorrow.
I would not be welcome at your religious
body. We welcome you with open arms.
What time are your services?
10 a.m. and 5.
10 in the morning?
Yeah. 10 a.m. and
tomorrow?
5 o'clock in the evening.
Thursday.
And then it's same on Friday, same on Saturday, and then 11
are you
on Sunday.
What'd you say?
So are you losing it?
Am I losing it? Why would you say that? I asked what time your service is, and I'm losing it.
Fine.
Do you know what it means to be born again?
What is it? 10 and 3?
No, we want you to
probably should study the scriptures more and watch your lips.
10 and 5 this whole weekend.
You probably should do that. Because you know what Jesus said? Jesus said you're going to be judged for every word out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's why he died.
You need to think about that.
Well, is your name wrong?
You need to think about that.
Yeah.
You guys go to church every single day, all year long.
Every Sunday, sir. Rally meetings.
Are you having a brand new service?
I'm just asking, how often do you go to church?
His name is Bob.
You go to their church?
Of course.
Every Sunday.
That's
what he's in church.
10 and 5 all
week. Has anybody told you that smoking is killing your temple?
Yeah, smoking's good for you.
That's a sin.
It's a sin, but it's good for you.
Your elders know you do this?
It's only a sin the first time you do it. Once you're addicted, it is no longer a sin.
Who says that?
No, that's not wrong.
Is that what your church teaches?
No, come and see tomorrow. And the
Maybe it's not the first time, but once you get addicted to it and if you can't stop, it's no longer a sin.
That's not true. Paul says be mastered by nothing.
Scripture
tells us exactly what we're supposed to do. Be mastered by nothing. Are you videotaping? That's absolutely fine. Make sure you do too. Get the video camera.
Paul is right here. This is Paul.
No camera.
Who is Paul?
No camera. Right here.
So you guys are all smokers, but you claim Jesus Christ.
I will be honest. I have never smoked a cigarette in my life.
A bunch of smokers. Ronnie, you smoke.
Smoking.
You destroy your temple.
Destroy your temple.
Whoever wants to listen, he's got a great question. Doesn't Jesus forgive all sin? The answer is yes, if you repent of it. Jesus said, repent and sin no more. If you continue in your sin, smoking, lying, swearing, fornication, lusting, there's no forgiveness of sin. You must repent and turn from your sin. Did you know that?
Can I ask something?
That's what the Bible says. You must turn and leave your sin. You can't continue in sin. Hebrews 10:26 says, if you continue to sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin.
Hey,
go read it in the King James Bible.
Can I throw an eyeball at your Bible?
Hebrews 10:26.
I don't give permission for the video.
Well, he's videotaping.
No, I'm not.
Oh. Well, it's a public video. You can walk away.
Yeah,
it's a public video. It's a public video. It's perfectly legal. So if any of you are minors and you don't want to be videotaped, you don't want to talk, you need to leave. By the way, you all came up to me. I was sitting here working on my ministry, and you all came up to me.
Tell us about this operation. How many miles on it?
130,000.
All right.
So, Jesus forgives your sin if you repent.
How much for the
band? Who wants to repent of their sin?
How much for the band?
Who wants to repent of their sin?
I'll be honest, if I repent to anybody, ain't you.
You know what? I got to tell you, I love all you guys. I love all you ladies. If this is the fruit of your religious body, I'm really severely concerned for you.
We'll be all right.
Holiness is to be of God's people.
We just got the brand new service.
Do you know what holiness means?
Does
anybody know what holiness means?
No, but I'm done listening.
Okay.
Swiss cheese.
Hey, what church do you go to?
I'm more just wondering about
There's only one body of Christ. There's only one religious body. I don't like the word church. That's man-made. Ecclesia. There's only one. It's Christ.
Can we take time off?
Bad on you, man.
What's this thing you got mounted on the back of it?
That's my generator box.
What's the thing in front of it?
I'll throw you $3,000 for the
box. That's my generator box.
Got some brand new rims on it.
You guys got to repent and seek Christ in holiness and obedience, not man-made religion.
You're not going to convince any one of these to believe the way you believe.
Really? How about read your King James Bible? Don't believe what I say. If you keep sinning, there's no sacrifice left.
You said
Hebrews 10:26.
We got our own preachers. Everyone sins.
Can I ask you why you're videoing us?
When I make a mistake and I slip into sin, I repent.
So you're better than us?
I'm not better than anybody, but I repent. I am different. I'm born again and I'm changed by the Spirit of God.
And that's real good.
Alright. Okay. Well, if anybody wants a gospel card to test what I've said,
I'll take one.
What do you do with that?
Can I get after one?
Are you really gonna look it up?
Well, yeah.
Let me look at it.
Don'tperish.com for free.
This is an man-made website. Man-made website.
Oh, we can glorify God with the website, absolutely. There's nothing simple about my website. Don't use the internet for anything but good and godly, good things. Stay off the internet unless you're going to be using it for something good, pure, and true. The internet is a wicked place.
Where will work?
On my website, no ads, no nothing. You go there, it's pure.
A lot of guys.
What does it do?
What about you?
As long as it's good, pure, and true.
What is your website?
Whistling Diesel.
Are you the
devil? What's that?
Whistling Diesel.
He's
I can hear what you're saying.
Whistling Diesel? Watch him?
I don't go on the internet for entertainment. I use it for the glory of God.
How about YouTube?
No. YouTube. I used to put videos in YouTube. I left mine in there. I left YouTube a long time ago. It's a wicked place that if you go there, it will eventually steer you in a bad direction. So be very, very careful. Get in the Word of God. Test yourselves to the Word of God.
That's racist.
Ooh. Racist kind of is.
All right, if anybody's serious, I'll be here sitting.
Hey, is this good?
No.
Well, what are you taking it for?
No. We take videos for safety purposes. What were you videotaping for?
Oh, I was posting on Twitter.
Safety purposes.
You can do whatever you want with it. I guess we'll do whatever we want with ours, so that's fine.
Are you afraid that we're going to start violence?
What's that?
Are you afraid we're going to start violence?
No. No.
Just curious.
No. For safety reasons. A lot of times people say I say things I didn't say. They go and they lie. So I have it all on video so the police could say, oh no, he didn't do that, and you guys all came up to me. That's why we do it.
You're gonna get that video.
What's that?
You're gonna get that video.
Yeah,
he's got like three cameras.
We got trail cameras, the whole nine yards.
We got everything going on. Don't worry about it. We've been doing this a long time.
Got some big bucks on there or no?
We've been doing this a long time.
You, huh?
Used to. I gave that all up to travel and preach Christ. We must be focused on the things of God.
What's your biggest deer?
I don't care.
So how do you put your gas in the...
Anybody else got any biblical questions? Men.
Why not women?
Why not the woman?
I'm asking you men. You're all gathered up here. Got any biblical questions?
Well, the woman
So what time is your service tomorrow?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
And
5 p.m.
10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
All weekend.
Is that place you told me?
Yep.
OLC.
And is it some special thing that's going on?
Yes.
What is the special thing?
St. John.
St. John Michigan.
They're preaching in Michigan. It's coming over the phone.
No, I'm saying, why are you having these gatherings on a Thursday? Is there something special?
St. John's meetings.
St. John's meetings. Okay, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, something. Come and figure it out.
From the Bible.
Something to you guys.
From the Bible.
Well, John is an apostle of the Bible, but I didn't know there was supposed to be. The Bible didn't say we have meetings in St. John's name. But I'll look it up on the website. You guys, is there a website?
There is.
Huh?
It's John the Baptist Day.
It's John the Baptist Day? Is that what it is?
Yeah, when he was born.
Is that what St. John Day is? I don't know.
I don't know. Damn. Either.
Okay. Just asking. Maybe you guys could fill me in.
You can always come and see.
I guess I could.
Every Sunday.
I guess I could.
Are you throwing here?
Every Sunday at 11.
I'm throwing here.
You must be born again and follow Christ in holiness and obedience. Man-made religion. Jesus said in Mark 7, the keeping of man-made traditions, you worship God in vain.
Okay, thank you for the nice day. Is your name Rob?
Have a nice day. No, my name's Jim and this is Debbie.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I saw you walking.
We love you all. Let us know if we can help you in the faith.
Did you nail that stump there or no? I'll just stump clean off. Grab it with the front bumper, you're swinging it, you're at 90. Grab the e-brake. You're shooting. Hello?
Ever help you. Right. You must repent and be born again and follow Christ. Come out of the world and come out of man-made religion. I'm going to have a testing up of your body in love on my website. You can look it up and you can reach out to me and let me know what I've got wrong. What's your name?
Reed.
I love you. Love to hear from you sometime.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming back. God be praised. No, they came up to us.
They stopped answering the women's questions, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Should we pack up? Or are we hanging?
What's that?
We pack it,
right? Yeah, well, I think it's time. I think it's time to go.
All right.
We'll work over quickie trippy.
Pack it up. I'll take it in that way.
I don't even know if I believe them now.
10 o'clock.
That they're all part of the religious body. You think that was just a joke, or they all? I guess that's hard to believe. What a bunch of wicked youth.
Why is that hard to believe?
I'm just saying. Oh.
Yeah.
Wait till I reach out to their elder and go, you know what? You got to be kidding me. For a split second, I didn't know about them. I thought they might get a little aggressive. A couple of them were just a little...
Yeah.
I mean, did you get that sense? I got it a little bit.
I did, because when that one brought the camera out, I was like, can I get it? Oh, I've got that recording, too.